The Major Arcana of the Cosmic Tarot. Interpreted by Paul Shockley. Introduction. The Fool. Via Cosmic Awareness. This awareness indicates that you visualize a point before you. This point is a point of focus. This awareness indicates that you visualize an intense concentration upon this point. This awareness indicates that you visualize behind you a space so broad and so vast that it is almost seen from the sides of your eyes, and is felt in its entirety by the space that is behind you. Now visualize moving all that space which is behind you toward that point on which you concentrate before you. This awareness indicates that as this space is moved toward that point, that the space becomes more and more compressed to the same degree as it was moved toward that point. This awareness indicates that as this compression takes place, space begins to change in its substance and becomes matter. As consciousness focuses toward a point with concentration, it creates matter. The greater the matter, the greater the mass, the greater the matter, the greater the gravity. This is in terms of the gravity of a situation as related to material having gravity and mass. This awareness indicates when there is enough concentration of energy into a point, the material that becomes manifested, which has moved from mind into matter, as that which becomes the grave. This awareness indicates that the grave is that which is holding the dead, the stagnant, the non-moving. This may be symbolized as the earth. This may be symbolized as the tomb. Whatever the symbolism, this is the point into which consciousness has moved and is being held. This awareness indicates that when enough consciousness is moved into a space and when that space has become so small, so concentrated that it can no longer hold consciousness, then consciousness begins to radiate. This awareness indicates that when this radiation takes place, the movement from the point outward, back to that expansive state from whence it came, is that which is called antimatter. The greater the distance from a focal point, the greater the antimatter. This awareness indicates that what science calls antimatter is in reality negative matter, but these are polarities of matter. This awareness indicates that antimatter is that which is non-polarized in the sense that it is radiating outward and has no mass and is releasing itself from mass. This awareness indicates that antimatter is in essence space, and the greater the space, the greater the antimatter. The movement toward the point in magnetism has been called water. The point itself may be termed earth. The movement to or fro may be termed air. This awareness indicates that water is related to magnetism and emotion. Fire is related to spirit and radiation. Earth is related to substance and matter and stability. Air is the movement back and forth between two objects and is termed mind. This awareness indicates that these four elements, fire, earth, air, water, or spirit, physical, mental and emotional, make up the four aspects which create what is termed the physical world. This awareness indicates that the fifth element, Akasha, includes all these four, and permeates all these four, and moves in essence throughout all things. This awareness indicates this is likened unto a gelatin that holds the images of these four elements, on which these four elements act. This awareness indicates that these elements are as qualities. This awareness indicates that the movement to the point by focus is that which is associated with the self, and by identification with the point, becomes the self-interest. In this manner, the selfishness leads to death. This awareness indicates this also is related to the concept of greed, trying to gather to a point all that which is around. This awareness indicates that the movement from the point, from the gravity of a situation, from the gravity of being, the movement from this point outward is associated with love, with expression, with giving and with releasing. This form of radiation indicates the loss of ego or self and the awareness of what is occurring around and about the point. This awareness indicates that this is often termed consciousness in expansion. The other is consciousness being concentrated. This awareness indicates that the focus of attention to the point may be likened unto the scorpion stinging itself and bringing about death, which then moves into a new birth, for every death is a birth, and every birth is a death. This may be seen in relation to the figure 8, the infinity sign. When the energy is moved from one side to the middle, to the point, it comes out on the other side in an equal and opposite reaction. This awareness indicates that this movement of the scorpion sting is as the infinity of life and death, and is what may be related to the death of the beast in the book of Revelation and the birth of the new being. When the one dies, the other is born. This awareness indicates that this also relates to the cosmic cycle of the solar day and night, and to the universal day and night. The solar day and night moves in the 25,960-year cycle, in which half of it is in a state of radiation from points, and the other half is in a state of magnetism toward points. This awareness indicates that when the Earth moves through the day side of the cycle, the matter begins to release its energy and radiation occurs on all levels of matter. The matter itself begins to radiate and lose its gravity and lose its stability. This awareness indicates that this is what is occurring in space and in consciousness at this time. This awareness indicates that the Aquarian Age is the beginning of the day side of this cycle. This awareness indicates that the Virgo Age, which began over 10,000 years ago, began the cooling down of Earth consciousness in the water of the universe. The cooling down process brought about magnetism. The magnetism itself, in becoming overbalanced, began to create the denser and denser material forms. This led to a greater focus to the point and a greater focus on the material. This awareness indicates that as this occurred and movement of consciousness began to focus on the material, more and more material manifestations began to occur. This awareness indicates that at this time, when material manifestations are of less importance to consciousness than what lies between them, beyond the physical, at this time, consciousness begins to release its hold on matter. This is likened unto having once frozen matter and now releasing the process by which matter was frozen. This awareness indicates that as this release occurs, matter itself begins to radiate and is likened unto that which is burning. This awareness indicates this as related to the ancient symbolism of the earth being destroyed by fire. This as radiation, and this is not destruction, but is a change that occurs between this age and the last. This awareness indicates that the flood of ancient times is related also to the movement inward toward the point of cooling down which led to materialism. This is water, and this may be likened unto the element water moving into the point. This awareness indicates that mana and magnetism are two words for electricity, which were used by the ancients. This awareness indicates that these two words refer to the waters of the alchemist. This awareness indicates that now the movement out from the point begins to change from concentration on matter, into concentration on emotion, from concentration on emotion into concentration on feeling, and eventually, from concentration on feeling, to the awareness state of that which is. This awareness indicates that concentration leads to the point, that emotion leads one step away from the point. Feeling allows one to experience that which is around without focusing on anything in particular other than the feelings. The awareness state focuses on nothing in particular, but experiences all things. This awareness indicates that movement through these levels is likened unto a movement to the point which is the mineral or mind, the focus, the thing itself, and out from this point, shifting levels, as though there were certain things which are similar to walls around the point. This may be visualized as an onion in which the center part of the onion is matter, the next part is a light plasma, this as emotion, the next part as a glowing light, this as feeling, and the final part as a very clear light, an almost invisible clear light, this as awareness which is flowing and permeating through all. This as Akasha, which is pure being. Key number 0, the Fool. This awareness indicates this chapter is related to the Fool in the Tarot. The first chapter represents the Zero. This awareness indicates the universe itself is represented by the Zero. The Zero is Akasha, and the Zero is awareness. The great nothing that is the universe, is that which is alive and is aware of itself and all of its parts. This awareness indicates that the parts of the universe are merely polarities of this awareness, of these movements of Akasha. This awareness indicates that when something begins to move, there is left behind it that area which has greater emptiness than what has moved. The movement itself has become a thing. That which was left has become a vacuum. The vacuum and the thing are moving into a greater separation, creating matter and antimatter. This awareness indicates that with antimatter is a vacuum, and with matter is the thing. This awareness indicates there are certain matters that are incompatible to each other. These create the so-called yin/yang or negative and positive matters. This incompatibility creates the relationship of things to each other, and this allows the material level to continue to have relationship, knowledge, and understanding. Eventually, all these things will move back toward the vacuum, but in doing so, they will pass on beyond and come out the other side, and that which was positive matter becomes negative, while that which was negative becomes positive. There is a continuous undulation of this type that goes on eternally in this universe. There have been many who have asked how this all starts. This awareness indicates that in the beginning, there was the void with Akasha, and the Akasha was that which was aware. The awareness became capable of gathering itself into certain areas, into certain densities. This density which gathered in one area, allowed what was not within this area to become less dense than it had been before. This would be likened unto a gelatinous type fish that had been diluted into water when it was dispersed, and spread among the waters so that all waters held an equal amount of this fish. If suddenly this fish moves and gathers itself back into a point or an area, this leaves the waters around it in a less dense space as the result of this gathering. This awareness indicates when Akasha drew itself into an area, this was done merely through the concept of feeling a center. This is done with each individual who concentrates on himself as a center. When one reaches this identity of self, and the center and the point becomes strong, so definite that an individuality is developed, then he/she may begin experimenting with the release of self. This is what has been termed in modern times as spacing out. This awareness indicates that when Akasha moved inward and became a center, this is what has been called God. This God was the first identity. The identity came about by creating a duality, that which is dense enough to have identity, as opposed to that which is the void, that which is around it. This may be related to the magician. The magician created its own identity by drawing into itself a point from the Akasha, from the void. This awareness indicates that when this occurred, this identity had around it the whole universe on which to act. This universe that remains is likened unto that which is called the High Priestess, this as the Virgin, the Void, the pure untouched universe. This has been termed the Great Mother. The thing that drew itself into the point has been termed the Father. This first cause was not the first thing, the first thing was Akasha. The first cause was also the first effect. When these two became separated by the action of one part creating an identity, this may be likened unto the question, to be or not to be. And the assumption that to be means to have an identity and not to be means to give up identity, or have no identity. This awareness indicates that in this context, the fool would have no identity, and the magician would have an identity. In reality, the fool is identified with the all and the magician is identified with himself. This awareness indicates that in this way, matter, things, names, and separateness became the experience. This awareness indicates that once this became the experience, that which was the separateness, the God, drew itself through the universe in different areas. Where it moved from one point to another, it created an afterglow or memory of where it had been. This afterglow created within it the attempt and the desire to see what it looked like, thus, the God began to desire to see itself. This awareness indicates that this movement quickened, and in its effort to move quick enough to see itself, set up a vibration which continues even unto the present time in which there is the movement and the attempt to reflect back on the movement. This is termed the spirit and the matter. The spirit moves without being seen. What is seen is the memory and the afterglow. This awareness indicates that which was called evil is that which is in reality the memory and the afterglow of spirit. Where Lucifer was termed vanity, the vanity is in reality the reflection of God, that which would like to have been God, the movement from one place to another with such speed that would allow God to reflect upon himself as that which is Lucifer. In more psychological terms, Lucifer is the mind that thinks about what is happening. This awareness indicates that evil, and Eve, and evening are related, in the sense that they are the condensation, the cooling down, and the moving into material image of that which was spirit. This awareness indicates that wherein spirit moves and creates an attitude, an idea or a concept, that this does eventually move into material levels. This may be likened unto the movement of gas particles that have highly magnetically charged particles that come together after being released and form a physical ball. where one sees this physical ball without realizing that it came from gas particles, one might think that the ball came into being out of nothing. This awareness indicates that this gas may be related to spirit, and the ball to the physical. The spirit is consciousness, which is radiating, which is space, and the physical is the reflection of those concepts that are created in the spatial level. This awareness indicates that this chapter of the Fool is this awareness. There is no level higher than that of the Fool. This awareness indicates that when any individual reaches the level of the Fool, he is totally integrated with the universe. He is in tune with the Akashic level, the Akashic element. There is no time in the ordinary sense, time is seconds, Andari. He is in the eternal now. He moves in the moment, and he is not confined to his body. He is the universe and the body, and he is all the parts of the universe and all the other bodies. His body is like that of a landing pad through which consciousness of his universe may focus and speak. This awareness indicates that this is the new being that comes about in this age of Aquarius. This new being steps eternally into the now, from moment to moment, with each moment containing exactly what it needs for its fruition and for its movement into the next moment. This cosmic Fool, this new being, never concerns himself for his welfare, for he is all things, he is all entities and needs nothing more than to be, and needs not even to be, for he knows he is. This awareness indicates that the Fool needs no security, for he knows the meaning of insecurity and security are nothing more than ideas of the mind. The Fool knows that he is, and that he cannot cease to be. The Fool is Akasha, which always was and always is, whether it works through the body or out of the body. The Fool knows that the body may lie down and that he may leave it, and that he will rebuild the body if appropriate. This awareness indicates that the Fool stepping from the cliff, steps not into oblivion, for he knows that all is there, that there is nothing anywhere and everything everywhere. This awareness indicates that as he steps from the cliff, the holy ground, whether it be life or death, stands before him, and that life or death matter not, for they are both the same. This awareness indicates that he stands on the point of the figure eight, at the vortex of the infinity symbol. He stands between the parts of the paradox. There is nothing in either direction that frightens or lures him toward choosing what would be more favorable or less favorable. This awareness indicates that he merely gives attention to what is occurring, and in giving attention to what is occurring, he brings about reconciliation between the polarities that exist. This awareness indicates that this is the meaning of awareness and the age of Aquarius. When entities move into this level, they all will live eternally. There shall be no death, and time shall be no more.